Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Ramadan day. I welcome you, O holy man of blessing. You are the witness to my creator, for you my soul and heart has been purified.
Message of concern. Wait a minute. Before you criticize. This important message, lend words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern. Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Thank you. Umalete Tan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but Allah. And we only bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, who is announced by the Christ Jesus, that there was one coming to lead us in all truth. And we said there's no other than Prophet Muhammad. He is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. We'd like to greet our audience in the best of the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Eid Mubarak mean that we are come to another end of Ramadan, where we fast for 29 to 30 days. Look, feel like a good friend have left. So we thank Allah for Ramadan. We thank him for this radio station where we can talk about some of the problems that human beings have of color. It should be one human family, but we got a color problem. We got a disrespect to human life problem coming from a lie that's been told and that's been planted, and this lie has got to come to an end, that God is one and all human beings are one on earth, should be one on earth with each other. But Satan have colored us colors that we don't have, and we have to get rid of that language. Imam W.D. Muhammad says, Satan works in language, working to confusion, and that's really confused the language. So we're here tonight on this Brought Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We are back on the air. We just got back. We took a break because of the Ramadan the last few days. But we are back in service, and we are inviting people to come on and share in their experience with this image and how it affects the world. And anybody say they're not affected by the image, they need to look at TV, they need to look at the neighborhood, they need to look at the situation with jobs, look on the internet and see how the police are treating us and treat only us in a bad manner, and they're supposed to be protecting and serving. So we come to dress those issues. Allah says he created the human being for one reason, and that was to serve him. So we're going to serve Allah with a prayer. First, we're going to say a prayer in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Umalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbilah, Ameen, Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omidin. Ya cannot, Ya cannot stay in. Et deni Sirato Bustaki, Sirato Ladina, Anto, Lay him. God, we may do, we lay him. Waladori. I mean, we seek protection with Allah, God, who is the creator of this creation. We seek his help and protection with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we are. Thee alone do we worship, in thy aid we seek. We ask Allah to continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. I mean, we like to greet everyone again in the best of the greetings of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting match come close to this greeting, and this is the greeting of all the prophets from Abraham, all the way to Adam, all the way to Abraham, and all the way to Prophet Muhammad. That greenness, Islam, Alaikum, never a prophet was mentioned, and they were missions, and they didn't have a greeting like Islam, Alaikum, simply means, may the Creator, may God peace be upon you, and on me, which obligate us to keep the peace. So we are tonight back again trying to deal with a problem that had been given to the world of racism, and racism coming from religion. So if it's coming from religion, the religion must create a problem that a religion brought. True religion, false religion, is the worst form of oppression, because there's nothing more powerful than the human being when he gives himself to the Creator properly. Because giving to the Creator properly means that you're looking for the best results. We know that some people don't believe in God at all, and they call themselves communists, and they have not received the supreme understanding of life. As long as God not in the human being life, the human being has something missing. But when the human being has God in his life, choices he makes become better choices. The idea he come up with become the best idea. The way he conduct his life become the best way to conduct his life, because the Creator of this creation, planet of all this, is in the life. We know that there have been people that lived in the jungle. They did not call a God name properly, but because of their nature, because of their good behavior, their good nature, able to treat their neighbor, their children, their wife, their friends, all with kindness, because they never lost the good nature that what God had given them. When the human being get corrupted, and he get corrupted because he goes against the good nature, although he have a house to live in, running water, he have a car to drive, he have a suit to put on, he eat from a table with a spoon and a fork, does not make him human if he has no fear and love for the Creator of this creation. No matter how well he speaks, no matter how well he walks, if he don't have what we call taqwa, God conscious, he has no true respect for life, and anything can push him over the mountain. Anything can drive him into a rough life. Anything can drive. It can be vodka, it can be gin, it can be cigarette, it can be reefer, it can be a wild woman, it can be a cigar, it can be all them things and more. And these things will drive him into a bad life, a bad situation. But if he have taqwa, he have God conscious, he will not let himself get affected by those items. If he do, he will soon he bring God to mind, he will get rid of those things. So we say all praise are due to Allah, who is the Creator of this creation, who have planted us here on his earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that Almighty God has kept hidden from us. Which one of us is worthy to receive the great reward that Almighty God have kept out of our eyesight, have kept out of our mind. But by doing right, these things are a prize that Allah is going to give us for doing right on this earth. Because we just being tested, that's why we planted. And to pass the test, you must have the true God in your life. Not no man, worship no man. not no king, not nobody that you look up to that can produce nothing of themselves. Oh, they can come up with medicine, they can come up with a car, they can come up with all kind of devices, but they can, if they're not living the life that the Creator offered them and encouraged them to live, then they have really came to this earth to be a failure. And they can't blame no one but themselves out the truth coming to their life. There was a prophet, his name was Christ. They called him Jesus. He said, know he the truth, and the truth will set you free. He never told us no king, nor queen, or know himself. He said, know the truth, and all truth come from the Creator of this creation, and his proper name is Allah. So we're here tonight to share with you the experience that we have received about one God. We invite you to come and listen, ask questions, make a statement if you choose. But we welcome you to the Block Talk radio station. We pray that Allah bless us all to know each other, to work on respecting each other. And Allah say he heals everything. He said, Allah say he's the irresistible. Man, he tell you he is the only one irresistible. Everything else you can resist, but he's irresistible. So you don't have to resist him because he don't want nothing but the best for us. And who is us as human beings? The family of human beings, the family of the children, the offsprings of Adam. That's who we are. We are offspring of Adam. We are come from the family of Adam, the family of Ibrahim. May God, peace, and blessing be upon him. And all of the prophets, we are their family members, extended family members. And we are human beings, just like they were trying to be the best human beings, trying to make it to be the best. And we said being the best is the doing right. So anybody else who would like to come in and share in this decent conversation about the oneness of God, all you have to do is mash one on your phone and you will be brought into the queue. And we will see that you match one, and then we will cut your mic on and let you share in this beautiful talk that we're having tonight, that God is one, all the prophets one. The angels are not particularly men or women. Allah says most of the angels are men who carry out his authority on earth. So we are here to explain that and bring about some clarity so we can all live together in peace. Ain't nothing, you ain't got no peace in your life, no peace in your home, you already in hell. And hell start right here. When you broke as hell, hungry as hell, nasty as hell, crazy as hell, silly as hell, all the other hell, you halfway in there. You just ain't fully there because the real hell is a hell that lasts forever, as the scriptures explain. It's a hell that you don't want to be in. It's a hell that you're going to say that you didn't mean those things and you could come back, you would change them. This is what hell going to have you see. But we said the time to start to keep away from hell is now. You can't wait till you get on the other side. And that is life after death. It's like there's life after sleep. You're going to wake up in the real reality. This right here is not the real reality, because everything that you have, that you own, that you control, is yours, but you can't take it with you. It's yours because you purchased it, you bought it. But all things belong to Allah. And all things go back to Allah for decision. So no matter what you own or how you came to own them, you really can't take none of them off this earth. So it comes in this world to help you. But it can't do nothing for you in the next life if you had to live a good life in this life. So anybody who would like to say anything, that's match one in your queue, and then you'll be brought on to the queue. When we say the queue, we talking about you'll be called in, speak, and say what you have to say, greet how you want to greet, and we welcome you to the Vault Talk radio station coming out of California. Thank Allah for this Vault Talk radio station. It's an extension of Mosquea. It's an extension of what Imam Washington Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brought to us. And he brought us a clear understanding that this image must go in order for us to be totally happy with each other. We cannot be true human beings, one think he's better and one think he's lesser. We cannot be true human beings with each other. So we come with the fact that God is one, told us all these good things to do, and we are reminding ourselves that we must do these good things to keep the bad things away. Meaning we're going to make mistakes, but we won't make no major mistake that will get us into the hellfire. We don't want that. So the only mistake that we are set to make is, the Quran says Satan going to get us on small matters. So we get caught on small matters, we won't have to worry about the major matters. And that the major matter is what get us into the hellfire. Worship something other than the Creator. That's number one to get us into the hellfire. Worship number two, we said, don't make nothing in the sky. Nothing in the water, excuse me. Nothing on land, nowhere in the sky, nothing. And call to God. Allah say he's bigger than anything that we might try to imagine. We're bigger than that. He's bigger than anything that we call great. And all we got to do is follow the true scripture, Al-Quran. And the Bible do have some understanding when it said don't make no image of God. And we see right away they done broke that law. They got a man born from a woman named Mary calling him the Son of God. That's a big mistake. So we want to correct that mistake, and we're working to correct it. Please join us. Please help us correct this mistake so we all can live in peace. We all can live in happiness. We all can be one people again. Our hair should not make us skin color. Our geographic location that we come from should not make us. But what make us that we worship one God, that we worship God together, that we look out for each other, we be kind to each other, That is what make us. So we got somebody to raise the hand. This is, believe it, Brother Sujah. We've been gonna bring him in and let him come and say what he had to say. And anybody else would like to say anything, just raise your hand, and we will bring you on and let you come and say what you want to say. As-salamu alaykum. It's Mubarak, Brother Sujah. Amen.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
You got it.
Alhamdulillah. I hold the Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, Messenger of Allah. He's God to it. Brothers and sisters, we like to say Eid Mubarak. We thank Allah. We thank Allah Merch for blessing us and bringing us through Ramadan. Praises be to Allah. Allah is the most gracious and the most merciful. It was a good Ramadan. It was a good Ramadan, and just through us working in unity, and working together, you can see that makes it much easier. You know, trying to fast a whole month by yourself, it's too much on your mind. It's too much to think about, you know, and there's a whole lot of pressure. And that's the same thing go for anything. That's life, you know. That's the goals for life. Also, that's the goals for trying to apply this Quran. Also. You try to do everything by yourself, it's gonna be hard. You know, it's gonna be hell because you don't have to do it by yourself. It's not set up for no one person to do it by themselves. And if a person try to do it by themselves, that's not what Prophet Muhammad teaching. That's not the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran teaches us to be balanced. Be balanced. You know, don't go headlong into a thing and grab hold to it and get a few peoples and think that you're gonna have an easy time. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be a struggle. And I just like to read something from the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. The Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And I'd like to start at Surah Ayat 97. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Whoever worked righteousness, man or woman, and has faith, verily to him will we give a new life, a life that is good and pure, and we will bestow on such their reward according to the best of their action. And I just like to let's go back a little bit. What Allah says, not sell the covenant of Allah for a miserable price. But with Allah is a prize far better for you if you only knew. What is with you must vanish. And what is with Allah will endure. And we will certainly bestow on those who patiently persevere their reward according to the best of their actions. Allah says, when thou does read the Quran, seek Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected one. No authority has he over those who believe and put their trust in their Lord. His authority is over those only who take him as patron and who joins partners with Allah. Now, this is talking, we're talking about the image. We're talking about false worship. Allah is showing us right here how to prevent us from being influenced by false worship. And Allah is saying that Satan don't have no authority over you. And that he only have authority over those who takes him as patron and who joins partners with Allah. Allah said, when we substitute one revelation means revealed knowledge. When we substitute one revelation for another, and Allah knows best what he revealed in stages, they say, thou art but a forger, but most of them understand not. Say, the Holy Spirit has brought the revelation from thy Lord in truth in order to strengthen those who believe and as a guide and glad tidings to Muslims. Allah said, we know indeed that they say it is a man that teaches him. The tongue of him they wickedly point to is notably foreign. Why, this is Arabic, pure and clear. Those who believe not in the signs of Allah, Allah will not guide them. And theirs would be a grievous penalty. It is those who believe not in the signs of Allah that force falsehoods. It is they who lie. Anyone who, after accepting faith in Allah, utter unbelief, except under compulsion, his heart remaining firm in faith, but such as open their breast to unbelief, on them is wrath from Allah, and theirs will be a dreadful penalty. This because they love the life of this world better than the hereafter. And Allah will not guide those who reject faith. Those are they whose hearts, ears, and eyes, Allah has sealed it up. And they take no heed. Without doubt, in the hereafter, they are the losers. Verily, thy Lord, to those who leave their home after trial and persecution and who thereafter strive and fight for the faith and patiently persevere, thy Lord after all this, it is often forgiven, most merciful. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely, Allah speaks the mighty truth. So we have to. This knowledge is clear. But we have to apply it. How do we apply it? that seems like the problem. You know, it seems like everybody wants to stay blind. You know, they want to keep doing what the influencers say. The people that's influencing them, the people that think that they got the power, they want to follow them. But they don't want to apply the book. They don't want to apply the truth. They don't want to mess with truth. They'll stand up against truth. Matter of fact, they go into unbelief. It goes into unbelief. This is what Allah is talking about here in this book. They will twist up truth, twist it up, and try to justify it. And before they know it, they're setting up partners with Allah. And they don't know it. And the reason they don't know it is because when they make those type of moves, Allah blinds them. And when they read the Quran, Allah say he got a veil over their eyes. They can't see. But they think they're right. They get 5 or 10 of them together and bear witness to each other, clap to each other and rub each other's head and build each other up, and they think they're right. If somebody come to them with the truth, that you raising up images, man. Allah said, don't raise up no images. You setting up partners with Allah. Allah said, don't set up partners with Allah. Allah said, when you read this here book, the Quran, seek protection in him. Don't just start reading it just like you read a regular book. Oh, we can read it. You can read it where you want to read it. No, you can't read it the way you want to read it. That's mean Allah told you how to read it. He said, when you read it, you know, he's saying that Shaitan is going to get in there. And knowing that Shaitan's going to get in there, so seek protection in him. The Quran say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." And there came to them a messenger from among themselves. This is not talking about Prophet Muhammad. And then again, it is. And there came to them a messenger from among themselves. This is from among them. But they falsely rejected him. And that's you know the little group, you know, because they don't want to accept no truth. And if the liar come out, if the one that's twisting up the truth comes out and stand up and twist up the truth, they all support it. They stand up against that one that's trying to bring something forward that would help everybody, that'll keep us in unity. They fall behind that person that causing division, and they support it. And then they do it in a way that they think nobody don't see them. It's a joke. And there came to them a messenger from among themselves, but they falsely rejected him. So a Quran is saying that they didn't just reject him. They falsely, they lied on him. They accused him of something. They created a situation that was confusion and what truth, and brought that forward to the people. Allah said they falsely rejected him. Allah said, so the wrath seized them, even in the midst of their iniquity. So eat of the sustenance which Allah has provided for you, lawful and good, and be grateful for the favors of Allah, if it is he whom you serve. Allah said, but say not for any false thing that your tongue may put forth, this is lawful and this is forbidden. So as to ascribe false things to Allah. For those who ascribe false things to Allah will never prosper. And such falsehood, it is but a paltry profit. But they shall have a most grievous penalty. To the Jews, we prohibited such things as we have mentioned to thee before. We did them no wrong, but they was used to doing wrong to themselves. But verily thy Lord to those who do wrong in ignorance, but who thereafter repent and make amends. Thy Lord, after all this is all forgiven, most merciful. But when they start, people, they don't realize when they start doing wrong, they affect other peoples. And you see other peoples get nervous about doing what's right, because they thinking that well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. So they're affecting other peoples with that falsehood. See, the big lie that God got a son and that Jesus is God, that's the big lie. But the same method is using to bring forward the little lies. Same method, same thing. Same process. They use falsehood. And we can prove any time, it's obvious, we can prove any time that you're lying, that you're using falsehood. We ask the question, if God got a son, but then where is his wife? Who is the one that established the law of marriage? God established the law of marriage. Who is the one that established the law of fornication and adultery? So if God establishes all these things, you think God's going to turn around and break it? Then you're going to have the other little devils. They're going to go around practicing the same thing, practicing the same schemes. But they're going to be going at it in a different way, about a different thing, but the same scheme. The Quran says, so we have taught thee the inspired message. Follow the ways of Abraham, the true in faith. And he joins not gods with Allah. Abraham was indeed a model, devoutly obedience to Allah. And truth, and true in faith. He joined in that gods with Allah. So we ask him. We ask him the peoples. Pick up the Quran, read our book, and check out the Quran. If you want to see the liars and the hypocrites, read the Holy Quran with sincerity. When you read it, wash your hands instead of prayer when you read it, because it's not an ordinary book. When you read the Quran, God is talking in this new book. Your mind got to be clear. That's when God says seek protection in him. Because when your mind ain't clean and it ain't clear, and you reading this here book, Satan can jump in there. So we are also passing on to the believers some of the methods that God teaches us in reading this here book, and some of the ways that we have to approach the book, that you're going to be responsible when you get this here truth. It's going to be on you. And Allah said that our job after receiving this truth is to warn the peoples. Don't try to walk around like you holy, you one of God's favorites, and that you were the group that is doing everything right and everybody else is wrong. The Quran said, if ye did well, You did it well for yourself. If you do good, you're doing it for yourself. And you say, if you did evil, you did it against yourself. So when the second of the warning comes to pass, we permitted your enemies to disfigure your faces and to enter your temple as they had entered it before, and to visit with destruction all that fell into their power. It may be that your Lord may yet show mercy unto you. But if you revert to your sins, I mean turn back to it, if you revert to your sin, we shall revert to our punishment. And we have made hell a prison for those who reject faith. Allah said, verily, this man doeth bad to that which is most right or stable, and giveth the glad tidings to the believers who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a magnificent reward. And to those who believe not in the hereafter, it announces that we have prepared for them a penalty grievous indeed. Allah said, the prayer that man should make for good, he make it for evil. For man is given to hasty deeds. So let's stand up for what's right, brothers and sisters. The only thing that we can do after reading this book and asking Allah for understanding of this book, only thing we can do is pass it on to the society as a warning. You know, don't set up other peoples as God. Don't make other peoples one that you giving false worship to. If you do good, then it benefits you, your own soul. If you do bad, then it gonna go against you, the individual. You, the individual. So what do that mean? That means you got to make sure that everything that you do is right, and you got to try to win and make as many friends as you can make. You don't want no enemies. Don't join up with other peoples against an individual. And then trying to act like that you ain't part of it, and they see you. They can read it in every word that is said, every word that you say. A person can see whether or not you stand for right or you trying to be slick. You think you can talk over somebody's head, or you can say things that is hooked up with Satan, but at the same time, you talking about the individual, but you want to try to act like you're not with it, and that you're not working with Satan. No. Speak the truth. God said He loved those that speak the truth. If things don't happen to you fast enough, then God said, told us to be patient. And God said he loved those that are patient. God bless all good. It's Satan and the disbelievers is the one that don't lack truth and righteousness and good. And Allah said, what's the matter with you? Is that you say that, but you don't do. I mean, yet you say things that you don't practice. You're saying one thing, but you're practicing another. And the world see it. And you know Allah sees it. He knows everything. You are my power, and I'm your power. But we had to support that which is right. Stand up for that which is right. Don't try to twist a lie and try to make a lie or corruption of things that's wrong. Don't try to make that look like that's right. When you said three or four words, a person see everything that you're trying to do. You can't make Satan look holy. The Quran say, take not with Allah another object of worship. Or thou, O man, will sit in disgrace and destitute. Allah said, thou, Lord, has decreed that you worship none but him. And that you be kind to your parents, whether one or both of them attain old age in thy life. Say not to them a word of contempt, nor repel them, but address them in terms of honor. Allah said, your Lord knows best what it is in your hearts. If ye do deeds of righteousness, verily he is most forgiving to those who turn to him again and again in true penitence. Allah said, and render to the kindred their due rights, as also to those in want, and to the wayfarer, but squander not your wealth in the manner of a spendthrift. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shall Allah speak the mighty truth. Came to you in peace and leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum. And turn it back over to you, brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah. Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Once again, there's nothing in there. I worship that one God whose proper name is Allah. We are here tonight to clear up the matter. There's only one creator. And you can't eat too big to be put in a picture frame and put on the wall. Nobody ever had a camera or big enough a pencil or ink or anything else to make an image of God. That's why Allah said, don't make no image of him. And they did it anyway. when they made an image of the creator, called something an image of the creator, that's when they brought in racism. That's when they brought in the color scheme. Because God got to look like some people. So he picked the people that called, some people that were picked and who caused most of all the problems of the earth. They didn't mean to. But when you put yourself in the image of God and you become wicked and crooked and denied, and you don't follow a book that bring you right guidance with a clear understanding, and you don't want to follow the clear understanding, it don't make no image of God. And they ain't bringing that clear understanding. They said, a man born from Mary is the son of God. And now they say he's God. Ridiculous, silly, lies, racism, all the falsehood that you can pile up, that's what that bring about. Allah is one and one and alone. He has no partners. He had no, he never fed, he never hungry. He sleep and slumber, do not catch him. There's nothing that can describe the creator of this creation. His attributes describe him. He's irresistible. Allah is the only one irresistible. I mean that he exists and he wants you to resist. And you can't never exist without recognize that there is a creator. Pharaoh had everything that you could imagine. And we got a whole lot of new pharaohs, billions of, hundreds of, thousands of pharaohs. And some of pharaohs are female. But they got the comfort of money. As long as they don't have the creator of the creation in their life, they would never, everything they have achieved has done not mean anything because they can't take nothing they achieve with them. Only thing you take with you after you die is you take your record, still be again on how you live your life in this world. That rug goes in the ground for you, with you, and it speaks volumes. It speaks about what you lack, what you don't like, what you did wrong, and you know you were doing wrong, you did it. It speaks volumes about you. And just like there's life after sleep, there's life after death. You're going to wake up in the real reality. That I should have did this. I may not should have did this because Allah them said don't steal, don't lie, don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, don't steal. All the things that he said don't do, he said thou shalt not do them. Talk to the individual, thou shalt not do them. And some people, they don't want to hear that because of their color, because of where they come from, because of their situation. They say, I do not have to listen. And when you say that, the one we point out is Satan come alive in that person's life. Satan began to dwell in that person's life. And pretty soon that person cannot do anything right but tell lies. So scripture comes and with clear guidance to instruct you what not to do and why you shouldn't do it. And then show you history of the people that came before you that did what they was told not to do. And you see their very end. One of the imams said that we're not supposed to mention, say, what God gonna do. that her, Allah say what he gonna do and what he ain't but he don't want you to mention that. When you said what Allah gonna do, we were saying that Allah is in charge of everything. He let people make mistakes. But the mistakes got to be cleaned up some kind of way. And we know to clear up the mistake is sincere prayer, giving yourself to your Creator and following the best thereof. So we thank Allah for Imam Washi D. Muhammad. We thank those who truly follow him. Not to say they know him, but follow him. Follow the good suggestion that he brought, just like Moses, following Moses could suggest, Abraham, Lot, Joseph, all the good message that these men brought to humanity so humanity can have a guide to go by, have a direction to go by. That's what these men brought. Lot was instructed to build an ark. He built an ark. He made all the people and the people who were like animals get on that and save themselves. And those who got on saved themselves and able to make a good life, because so many of us here and some of us was the children of those who owned that boat. And some of us fathers, just like my son, he wanted to go with the people already established and say he wanted to go to the mountain. And his dad, father told him, they can't save you this day. Get on the ship. And Lot loved his children, as most people do, and because the woman they was married to had that baby. And quite naturally, you feel the person feel attached to that baby or that son or daughter. So he instructed his son to get on the boat. Said he gonna go to the highest mountain. He gonna go to those who's in authority. But his father told him he could save. So his father could save him. He grounded, and Lot prayed for him and asked for his forgiveness. And God told him, that was not your son. I tell you who your sons are. And then God tell us who our sons is, and then tell us how the son for to act toward the father, as long as the father is instructing that son in the right direction. Giving that son a proper education on how his moral life should be living, and that son followed that, then that's your son. But he deviates from everything you tell it to do. He don't want to submit. He don't want to follow the instruction. Then he lose the value of being anybody's son. He become the son of Satan. He become the son of the jinn. The jinn's nature. And the nature of the jinn that I'm better than you. Because I'm made of fire. Because I'm smarter than the average person. So this is the jinn. This is the jinn nature. And that nature is the nature that crawls around on the ground. But given the opportunity, that nature can submit to God if that person truly believe in truth and honesty, and he loved to hear a good message. He can turn his life around. And that's what Lot failed to do that. There were Lot's son and the other Lot, his wife, she lagged behind because she believed in the homosexual life. She was somewhat against a husband because he brought the sincerity, clarity that no man that act like a woman would be able to enter the paradise or enter the chambers of the best of the creation, of the creator, because his lifestyle. So all this is scripture pointing to. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When he think wrong, his body follow his wrong thinking. He have all the scripture in the world. But as long as he don't submit his will to do the will of God, he come up with his own thing because he thinks he knows that person is only achievement, like, it's for himself. He's not achievement for the best situation or the best people in the world. It's only for himself. So these kind of people will be outside the gate trying to get in. And their lifestyle and the way they have lived will not let them in because they want to hold on to corruption. So we here to say, let corruption go. Allah said, leave those things alone that give death and go to those things that give life. Alcohol give life. It don't hold on to the death urges of for miseducation or the falsehood that this world won't fight us to. So we here tonight to let you know racism is a dead dog. And we want to keep that dog dead. We want to invite all our brothers, no matter what they look like, or what color, every group, we all come together and be one. You can still keep your phony idea of who your heritage belongs to. Because all men, if we trace our history back, we can't go no further than Adam, the first man. So that make us one. And we here up on God's earth, not man's earth. Man rides around on this earth, flies around on this earth. But how much of this earth can he say he truly has, belongs to him? So we know there's some billionaires. But how much is that money they can use to keep themselves out of a fire that made of men of stone who didn't submit or hated to submit, or will not submit their will to do the will of God. That's why Allah said, come willingly or unwillingly, but you're going to come. You can tell people to quit smoking, how dangerous they are, what they have done to others. They still have a mind of their own, so if they want to try because they don't think what you said is going to do to them what it did to others, ain't nothing you can do or I can do but get out their way. There's no force in this religion. The only sure thing in this religion that we all going back to the creator of this most precious life that Almighty God have given us. So we're going to keep working in our place, keep living the good life, following the instruction of what Allah wants us to have, and do the best we can under La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We're going to defeat the jinn in us and outside of us because the jinn don't have no more power than what somebody gives. It's like the devil. Devil don't have no power but what somebody gives him. We know the sun reflects his light on the moon, and the light from the moon, from the sun, bring about a planet that looks like it alive, called the moon. But it get its sunlight, it get its brightness from the sun. Allah does that. And we know no man can go near that sun and leave it. Okay, what kind of ship he built, or what kind of plane, or whatever he built, he would never be able to go near that sun. So that's a power greater than what you can even imagine. And that's all the same. But Allah, the Creator, can go near that sun, and no planet got more than one sun. No planet got more than one moon. Allah is on top, go to all of them. He knows all of them. All of them, and plus this earth, belong to Allah. It's simply that. So we want to thank Allah again for allowing us to come on this Block Talk radio station, share this beautiful information that we have, and we hope that it be a benefit to those who are listening. We ask you to bring about a friend to come back and join us. We'll put this word of the internet, Block Talk radio station, all on the internet. And we thank those of you who would come and are coming. We want you to let you know that we appreciate you, and we hope in the future that you match one and come into the queue and speak and have a conversation with what we said or whoever spoke. We want to have a conversation on this. And the conversation we're going to have that Allah is one. Humanity is one. And we're supposed to be one in spirit. We should be like the ant working together with the ants, our brother ants, to make sure we live and trust each other, share with each other. And that's why Allah shows us the ant. He's a busy creature. But we doing something that the human being not doing, that the human being is not working and should be working with his brother human being. And is working with that. And that's why they're so successful. And our strength and our power will rely and will we work together as human beings on a cause, calling people back to the oneness of this creation. When we see that, we're going to see a brand new world take shape. So we'd like to greet you again and the best of the greetings. All the greetings in the world. As-salamu alaykum. Anybody else would like to say anything before we close this program tonight? You're welcome. All you got to do is match one, and we'll get ready to close this program out and get ready for tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow, inshallah, with the help of Almighty God, and we will be bringing you, calling people back to the oneness of God and let you know that we're together moving these false image of God so humanity can have a love for itself. All life matters. Not just black life, but any life that Allah allows to be created on this earth matter. So I thank you again. Brother Suja, you got anything you want to say? You get ready to close out. And would you close us out with a prayer?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Again, we like to thank Allah, and we thank Allah much for blessing us with the help and with the strength to stand up and bear witness to the Holy Quran, bear witness to the Bible and other books that God brought us. You know, that we are able to stand up and bear witness to that truth. Everybody can't do that. You know. So we're thankful to Allah for giving us this opportunity. We pray that anything that we said that is against God, is not what God is speaking, let us know. You know, tell us. And if what we said is what God is bringing to us, then all praises is due to God. You know, we thank God for that. God blessed us, blessed the human being with a free will, and he blessed the jinn with a free will. Those are the only thing in this whole creation can speak what's on their mind. Everything else is flocked into the will of God. You know, they can't go against the will of God. You know? So we thank God for this opportunity. We pray that he forgive us for the wrong that we have done, the wrong that we do, and that he bless us with as many right, good things that we can think of and that we can apply in our life that will help the other peoples. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. And we're going to close it up in prayer with Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, keep my bars.
Allah continue to bless us. Ramadan Mubarak, Ayat Alam Alaikum.
Bless us. Wa alaikum as-salam.
Yeah.